Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Samach Aleph. We begin the brand new ninth parak, which is the last parak in this beautiful Masechta, and we're learning today Lili Nishmas May Zipperstein and also Saul Altman, Betzalel ben Avram Yehuda. All the Nishamas we learned for us have an aliyah from our learning. So again, we begin the new parak Samach Aleph Omud Aleph about a quarter of the way down. The Mishnah tells us Hakusim Ein Lohem Naziris. Kusim, which are basically Ovdei Kochavim, as the Mefarish tells us over here, the reference here to Kusim is Ha'ovdei Kochavim, that make a neder of Naziris. So the Kusim were a group of people who came from the place known as Kuta, who were dispossessed from their home by Sancheiriv. When he was Mevalvel Ha'olam, when he would conquer a country, he would go and bring them to different the populace he would bring to different areas to make them have less interest in rebelling because they would still not be in their home area. So these people came from a place known as Kuta to Eretz Yisrael, and they were brought to the Shomron. And that's where they lived. Now, they originally were Goyim, but then lions attacked them, and they said, the God of this land wants us to observe him as well as our Avodah Zarah, and they became converts. Now, the question is, was this a valid conversion, or was it not? So in some ways, the Kusim did observe mitzvahs in the Torah, and in other areas, they did not. So in any event, without getting into that whole controversy, what the status of them were, eventually they were all found to be not Jewish in terms of their practices for certain. So the Kusim aren't entitled or able to go and bring a korban for Naziris. If they take upon themselves restrictions of Naziris, they don't bring the korbanos. Noshim v'avadim, however, women, or avadim kinanim, yesh lehem naziris. They do have the ability to take upon themselves naziris, and if they do so, they have to bring the korbanos that are brought at the conclusion of the naziris tara. Chomer bin noshim mi b'avadim. The Mishnah tells us that there is one chomer, or one stringency, if you wish, by women over avadim that become nazirim, and that in the situation of noshim, shu kofa es avdo ve'en kofa es ishto. A person who owns an Eved Kinani, so he can force that Eved Kinani to go and break the Naziris. He can force him to be Matari Lemesim, to dig graves, for example. Whereas if it's his wife, he can't force her to go and break her Naziris. Let's jump right into the Gemara and start to understand exactly what the prohibition is for Akusi and the difference between Akusi and Noshim and Avadim in terms of Naziris. The Gemara starts off and says, Ketani, our Mishnah said, Hakusim ein lohem Naziris, that the Kusim cannot take upon themselves Naziris. Where do we know this? Why can't they? After all, Kusim are allowed to bring Korbanos, Ovei Kochalim are allowed to bring certain types of Korbanos, and Machlokes as to what types of Korbanos they can bring, but everybody agrees they can bring Korban Ola, for example. So, Minohan Limili, how do we know that the Kusim can't be bringing Korbanos for Naziris? So this is based upon the following brisa, the Tanur Rabbanan. The Pasuk tells us, Tabero b'nei Yisrov yomar tolehem ish o isha ki afli lindor neder nazir lahazir lashem. So this Pasuk tells us who can go and bring a neder of Naziris and become a nazir to Hashem. So the Pasuk starts off and says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, which implies only B'nai Yisrael, the Lola of the Kochavim, as opposed to people that are not part of B'nai Yisrael, i.e. everybody else, the Ovdei Kochavim, the Gentiles. The Omarto Alehem, but then the Pasuk repeats itself, seemingly unnecessary. It starts off and says, Daber B'nai Yisrael, okay, we're listening. And then it says, V'Omarto Alehem, Moshe was told, go and tell the Kla Yisrael. So you already told us that. So what are the additional words V'Omarto Alehem come to include? L'Rabos Eswavodim. This comes to include Avadim Kinanim in this din of Naziris. Certainly, an Eved Ivri is always included. He is considered 100% a full-fledged Yid in terms of all the performance of his mitzvos. But an Eved Kinani is not a full-fledged Yid. He has taken upon himself Kabbalah's all mitzvos. He has to observe mitzvos, all the same mitzvos that a woman is obligated to observe. The Eved Kinani is obligated to observe, but he is in terms of did, not yet a yid, so therefore you might have thought that he's not included. Therefore, the pasuk has to come to teach us via mar tel him to be marbe and eved kinani. Now, Gemara asks, why do we need a pasuk? Lama likra? After all, the rule of thumb is hamers kol mitzvah sheisha chayavis ba eved kinani is chayav ba. Any mitzvah that a woman is obligated in, such as, for example, all the mitzvahs lo sase, except the three that we brought down previously, that a female kohen doesn't have to be have any restrictions on being metamel lemeis, and the two dinim that we brought down of paas rosh chem and paas zekadim don't apply to a woman, but otherwise all the mitzvahs lo sase apply, and all the terms of mitzvahs ase, they will apply, except those that are time-dependent. Mitzvahs shesman grama, women are paturim from. So an eved is obligated just like a woman in all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me? Of course, women can be in Nazirim. So why do I need a pasuk to be marbe as suavadim? Shouldn't it automatically come because they have the same halachic status in terms of performance of mitzvahs as women do? So Amar Rava, Rava tells us no. There's a difference over here. Shiny hach. Why? Because the pasuk also tells us in regards to Nadarim that it says ish ki dar neder lashem. He has to have the ability to put prohibitions upon himself. So such a person, who makes nadar that he controls, has to follow through and do what he was noder. So Rava tells us, therefore it's different. Shiny hakel, because the pasuk says, the Amar Kro Lesor Isar Al Nafshal, he has to have the ability to go and put an Isar, to put a neder on himself. So that only implies, B'mish Nafshal Kinuyelo, somebody that has the ability to own his life. In other words, he controls what he does all the time. But somebody who has a master, Yotze Eved, She'ena Shel Knuyelo, he's not in control of his life. His master can say, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. And therefore, the Ein Nafsho Knuyelo, since his life is not in his control, so therefore, I would say, Emo Gabi Nazir Namilo, that a Naziris, which is a form of Neder, he also cannot take upon himself, and therefore, this would be an exception to the rule that the Eved Kenani has the same dinim as an Isha, and therefore, Kamash Velon, I need this pasuk, the extra words, V'yamar Dolehem, to be marred by the Eved Kenani, whereas normally you wouldn't have needed it. But since you could argue that an Eved Kenani is not included in Nedarim, and Naziris is a type of Neder, I need a special pasuk to tell me that he is included in Naziris. Fine. That's the drasha. That's how we know that kusim are not, because it said Daber Bnei Yisrael. And that's how we know that an Eved is, because we have the extra ribuy of V'yamar to Alehem. Let's go back and dissect this a little bit more. Amar, we just brought down Daber Bnei Yisrael, V'loli Ovdei Kochavim. So the implication of this drasha was, wherever it says Daber Bnei Yisrael, it implies only Klal Yisrael and not Ovdei Kochavim, not the Gentiles. So the Gemara says, V'kochecha Tziv Yisrael, Ovdei Kochavim. Oh, really? Is that true? Is that a blanket rule? Wherever it says Bnei Yisrael, it automatically excludes the Ovdei Kochavim? But I'll show you a pasuk where that's not true. This is a pasuk by Arochin. Arochin are the evaluations that the Torah tells us based upon age and gender. The person says, I'm going to donate my value, his value, her value to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a set amount based upon the age of the person and the gender of the person. And the Torah goes through what those numbers actually are. As opposed to, if you say domi olai, the value of that person, then we look at what the value of that person will be on the slave market. So I'll give you an example showing the difference between the two. Rachmana Litzlan, you have a 95-year-old person in the ICU that is never about to die, so his domi, his value on the slave market is zero. But his erech, his value, is based upon a male above the age of 60, and therefore that would be his valuation. So, for example, the Torah says, a man above the age of 60, if you say his erkecha, his Torah value, so for this 95-year-old man in the ICU, it would be 15 shekels that you have to give to Staka. Now, this would be true whether he's in the ICU or whether he's a strapping 60-year-old. And this 60-year-old's erech value is the exact same as a 95-year-old in the ICU. Their dummy, their value on the open market, would be quite different. So this is the difference between erech and domin. Okay, in any event, by the pasuk, by Erkin, it says that Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'yomar toliham. So there we have the same exact parallel lashon. It says Bnei Yisrael, and then it adds the extra words v'yomar toliham, and it says ish ki yafli neder b'erkicha nefashos l'Hashem. If a person goes and says, I want to give this Torah-described evaluation to the Beis HaMikdash. So it will depend on the age of the person and the gender of the person. Now, if you're telling me Hecha Dichsiv Yisrael of the Kachovim Lo, and they're excluded, so then by Erechin they should be excluded because the pasuk says Daber Bnei Yisrael v'lo liov de Kachovim. So that would imply Dichsiv Daber Bnei Yisrael, and yet it doesn't exclude of the Kachovim because the Tanya, we have another brisa that Bnei Yisrael Marichin. Yes, a Yid can go and make an Erech vow. Marichin. However, the ain ovdei kochavim marichin. But it says that an ovdei kochavim cannot be marich. He can't be the one to declare the erech of value upon himself. However, one might have thought yochol lo yu ne'erochin, that they can't be the person who you're making the erech vow about. So, in my case, as a 95-year-old guy in the ICU, if he's Jewish, you would say yes, you can have to pay the 15 shekel. If he's not Jewish, you don't have to pay the 15 shekel. Lo yu nerachim. So no, Talmud Lomer. The pasuk tells us, ish, it says in the pasuk, the Rebbe Nisov Yomartel him, ish kiafli neder. So here we're not darshing on the word Yomartel him, we're darshing on the word ish. It says the word ish to tell us that even a non-Jewish person can be the subject of the erech evaluation. So therefore, if we're saying this by arachim, by erechim, by the evaluations, so then maybe we should say the same thing in regards to Naziris. Then in fact, it also says by Naziris the word ish, right? The pasuk that we just brought down, Daber b'nei so yamartel him by Naziris, it says ish o isha kiafli lindor neder. So since it says ish, then maybe it does come to be marbe ove kochavim. So what I said though, there's a difference between arochin, where it does allow the ove kochavim to be nerach, as opposed to Naziris, where he can't. Why is that? Because in regards to Naziris, it says additional words, the Omar Kra, Lioviv Ulimo, Lo Yitama. We've gone through this already quite a lot in the Masechta, that even though Rachmana Litzlan and Nazir loses one of the Zayin Krovim, even his father and his mother, he's not allowed to be Metame during his Naziris for them. Now, it says there that Nazir has Aviv and Imo. So therefore, we want to darshan out that b'mi sheyesh lo av, the Naziris only applies to somebody who has halachically a father. Yotza ovei kochavim, that excludes an ovei kochavim, that halachically she'ein lo av. Of course, he biologically has a father. There is no possibility of a person being born by immaculate conception without a father. So that's biologically impossible and not ever ever occurred. But halachically, we don't consider paternal descent by a guy to be true. The only descent we look at by a guy is the mother. And therefore, yotza ovei kochavim she'ein lo av. That's why we can't apply the word ish to include an ovei kochavim in regards to Naziris. Where it says, wait a second, you still could. Lamai. In what way are we saying that a guy doesn't halachically have a father? If you're telling me that it's ilei mo le'inyan Yerusha in regards to Yerusha, well, guess what? There is paternal Yerusha by a guy. V'ho amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, amar Rabbi Yochanan, ovei kochavim yorish asaviv dvar Torah. Min haTorah, on a din da'araisa level, a goyisha son inherits his goyisha father. As the pasuk says, Shenemar, ki Yerusha li Esav, nasatis harseir. Esav gave over his inheritance, harseir, to his children. So the Torah tells us there is a concept of Yerusha by a guy. So how can you tell me there's no concept of paternal lineage by a non-Jewish person? There is. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, b'misha musar al kibud aviv. The din of kibud av aim is a requirement. It's a din. It's one of the tayag mitzvos for a yid, but it's not one of the zayin mitzvos b'nei noach. If a non-Jewish person wishes to not be mechabed his father, so he's not over one of the zayin mitzvos b'nei noach. And therefore, the din of Naziris only applies la'aviv uli'imo, somebody who's mechuyev in the mitzvah of kibud av aim, as opposed to an ovi kochab who's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of kibud av aim. Where it says, that's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Loviv ulimo lo yitama." Miksiv kabed avichol gabi nazir doesn't say "Loviv ulimo shatom chabed lo yitama." So it's just "Loviv ulimo," and the father Yerusha occurs by a ovei kochavim, and therefore one should include the ovei kochavim in the din of Naziris. Someone says, "You're right." Elo on my quote, the pasuk says, "Uloviv ulimo lo yitama b'mi sheyesh lo toma." Ah. It has to be somebody that has dinim of tumah. We turn to Samach Aleph Omud Beis. The yotza ovi kochavim she'ein lo tumah. But there is no din of tumah and tara by a guy, and therefore, that's why ovi kochavim is not included in the din of Naziris. Where it says, well, how do we know that? Minolan de les le tumah. Where do we see that an ovi kochavim doesn't have any of the dinim of tumah? So this is based upon the pasuk, the Yom HaKra. The pasuk tells us, the full pasuk is, V'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. This is talking about a person who is tamei, and he's not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. So he shouldn't go and enter into the Beis HaMikdash, because v'nechresa ha-nefesh ahi mitoch ha-kohol, because if he enters into the Beis HaMikdash, he will be cut off, he will get kares. Ki es mikdash Hashem timei, mei nidah lo zorak olov tamei hu. Because this person is sullying the Beis HaMikdash by entering to it in Tomei, when he hasn't had the main Nido, when he hasn't had the Chatos waters put upon him on Shlishi and Shvi and become Tar, and therefore he's not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. If he does, V'nichusah Nefeshimi Toch HaKahal, he will be removed from the Kahal. Who has Kahal? Only Yidden have Kahal. So, Minol and the Less Lutumah, how do we know that Novi Kolam does have Tumah? Because this Pasuk, Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'yisashi Yidmah, V'lo Yisqata, he shouldn't sin, V'nichusah Nevashimi, Toh HaKahal. V'mishi Eish Lo Kahal, Yotzezeh She'en Lo Kahal. So this Pasuk is telling us that the Dinim of Tumah apply only to somebody who's part of the club, who's somebody in Kahal of Kal Yisrael. And therefore, a guy is not included in this Kahal, and therefore, he's not included in the Dinim of Tumah. More again questions this and says, Mimai, how do you know that? Dilma Karis Hudulo Mechayev, Avot Itamuye, Mitamu. Maybe the Pasuk tells us that such a person is Lo Yischata, V'nichrusa Nefeshahim, Mitochakol. If he goes and sins, so then he'll get Karis. Focus on the words V'nichrusa Nefeshi, Mitochakol. Somebody who's part of the Kahal, so he gets Karis if he goes into the base in English Tomei. But an Obi Kahal who's not part of the Kahal is still Tomei, but he's not given courage for going to the base of English. Maybe that's how you should dirish the pasuk. Itamuye mitamu. Then, in fact, he becomes Tomei. So you can't bring me a right from here that a Obi Kochav can't become Tomei. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra. No, we have a different pasuk. And it says, V'hizah ha-tahar ala Tomei. In order for a person to become Tahar, so you have to go and sprinkle the Mechatos, the Paraduma waters, on the person on day 3 and day 7 of his Tumas Meis period of time, as we've discussed already many, many times in this Masechta. So the Pasuk says, only a Tahar person is allowed to go and sprinkle on this Tomei person. So V'zoh ha-Tahar ala Tomei. So Kosh Yeshlo Tahara Yeshlo Tuma. Yidden who have Tahara, so they can have Tuma. But V'chosh Ein Lo Tahara, in Obi Kochom, who doesn't have this concept of Tahara, so Ein Lo Tuma. So the Gemara says, again, who says? Deima Tahara hu d'lo habile. You're right. Okay, there is no concept of Tahara by a goy, because the main nidah are only levnei Yisrael lemei nidah, and it's not for Ove Kohavim to have main nidah, so they can't have main nidah is, again, the sprinkling of the chatas, the main chatas water of the paraduma onto a person. So it clearly says that's only for Klai Yisrael. So you're right. So by Klai Yisrael, there's a concept of Tahara. By the Goyim, there is no concept because it says the main Nidah is only for Klai Yisrael. So, V'ema Tahara hu d'lo habile, so you're right. So, by the Ove Kochom, there is no concept of Tahara. However, who says that Tumya they can't have? Tumya habile. Maybe, in fact, they do have Tumya. It's only Tahara that they don't have. So, Gemara says, no, because the Pasuk says, on my cross, the Ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. It has to be a person who can become a Tameh, that he will not go and purify himself, so he will then go and get into trouble if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash and will get a chiv of kares. So it teaches us that only a person who can become Tameh, he can't have the Nechatos. But a Ovi Kochavim who can't become Tameh, so then this din doesn't apply to him. There is no din of Tumah and Tara by an Ovi Kochavim. Oh, asked and answered. We've proven how an Ovi Kochavim cannot be included in the din of Naziris because he doesn't have Tumah and Tara, and therefore there is no concept of he shouldn't be Metame, Laviv Ulimo, Lo Yitamah. This is Teretz number one. Gemara now wants to suggest a different Teretz. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, Shaini Hocha, it's different in regards to Naziris than in regards to Arochin. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, the Yomakra, Visnachaltem Osom Livnechem Acharechem. This pasuk is talking about an Eved Kenani. And when a person passes away, so he's Yoresh, his Eved Kenani, to his children. So the pasuk says, V'snachaltem osam, you shall give over his inheritance, this Eved Kenani, to Livnechem Acharechem, to your children that come after you. So this tells us, Koshi Yeshlo Nachalo Yeshlo Tumah. If this din, that you can own an Eved Kenani, applies to you, so then, if you can give it over as an inheritance to your children, so then, Koshi Yeshlo Nachala, so then, the din applies Yeshlo Tumah. This person will have the capability of becoming Tomei. That's Laviv Ulimo, Lo Yitamah, somebody who can have an inheritance of an Eved Kenani. So that person has the din of Nezirus, Laviv Ulimo, Lo Yitamah. But an Ovi Kochavim, Chosh Ein Lo Nachala, he doesn't have the ability to go and be Morish another Ovi Kochavim to his children. She'ein Lo Nachala, Ein Lo Tumah. There is no din of Tumah in that situation. And this is how Rav Acha bar Yaakov learns out that the din by Arochin is different than the din by Nazir. Gemara questions this and says, wait a second, ehachi, so then avodim namilo. So then the drasha that we made before, that an Eved Kenani could become a Nazir, shouldn't apply here as well, because an Eved Kenani can't be Morish another Eved Kenani to his children. So therefore, based upon this drasha of Rav Yaakov, not only can an Ovi Kochavah not become a Nazir, but even an Eved Kenani should not be able to become a Nazir, which we had said, that's not true. An Eved Kenani can become a Nazir. So we reject Rav Yaakov's opinion that it is based upon inheritance. That's not true. Gemara continues and tells us another diuk over here, the difference between Arachin and Naziris. El Amar Rava, Rava tells us, Bishlomo Gabi Arachim, in regards to Erechin, in regards to these evaluations that are based upon a person's age and gender, the Pasuk says, Shenemar B'nei Yisrael, and that implied B'nei Yisrael Marichin, Ein Ovid Kochav Marichin. As we had said, this says that only B'nei Yisrael have the right to make a Erech vow, and an Ovid Kochav doesn't have the right to make an Erech vow. However, they can be the subject, they can be the Ne'erochin of an Erech vow, because I might have thought they can't. However, therefore, Talmud Lomar, now we have the Gersa Ishish. There are psukim that begin Ishish, but not this part. So the Gra appropriately deletes the second Ish, and Talmud Lomar, the word by Arachin, says Ish. So therefore, Hacha, in regards to Naziris, B'nei Yisrael Nozrin, Umevi in Korban. In regards to Naziris, a Yid can go and make a Naziris upon himself, and will then at the conclusion of his Naziris Batara have to bring the Korbanos that we've discussed many, many times, the Olah, the Chatas, and the Shlamim. However, while an Ovi Kochavim can make a status of Naziris upon himself, but he doesn't bring the Korbanos. Vein Ovi Kochavim Nozrin Umevin Korban. So that implies that it's only the Korban that they're not allowed to bring. I might have said, Yochol Aflo Yu Nazirun Klal, that they couldn't take upon themselves a Naziris. Talmud Lomar Ish. No, they can take upon themselves a Naziris, because the Pasuk does say Ish, implying that anybody can take upon themselves a Naziris. But the Korbanos can only be brought by a Yid. Now the Gemara says, Amri, are you going to tell me then? Imishum Korban, so then, Lav Mihachanafkule, Elamihasim. If you're telling me that the Nazir, who is an Ovi Kochavim, cannot bring Korbanos, and this is the drush over here, this Pasuk tells us, B'nai Yisrael, albeit Ish, so only a B'nai Yisrael can bring the Korbanos, but an Ish, an Ovi Kochavim, can be a Nazir, that can't be the source for this. We know that elsewhere, because we've learned elsewhere, La'ola, when the Pasuk tells us that a person is allowed to bring an Ola, and it says here, Ish. That's probably why the editors got it wrong a minute ago. They brought down the wrong pasuk. Here, in regards to a person who wants to bring an Ola, it says, Ish, be beis Yisrael, u'minager be Yisrael, asher yakriv korbano, l'chol nidrehem, u'chol nidvosom, asher yakrivu l'ashem le'ola. So everybody agrees that this double lashon of Ish is coming to teach us that an Ovi Kochavim is allowed to bring a korban le'ola. Everybody agrees to that, but it says specifically le'ola, prat le'naziris, as opposed to naziris, divrei Yosef Glili. So this extra wording over here, le'ola, comes to tell us that a guy can only bring for an ola, but he can't bring for naziris his korbanos. And therefore, I don't need the word ish in regards to nazir to teach me that a nazir has to be a yid to bring his korbanos and not an Ovi Kochavim. I already learned that out from the extra word le'ola. So what does the word Ish come to teach us? This is what Rav is teaching us, that the extra word Ish, in regards to the Pasuk by Nazir, teaches us that not only can they not bring their Korbanos, but they also can't accept upon themselves Naziris. There are no restrictions that the guy has in terms of Naziris if he accepts upon himself Naziris. That's Rav's drasha. Where it says, still, maybe, Ema, maybe this extra word Ish tells us that only B'nai Yisrael knows whom Naziris Olam. Maybe it's only a specific type of Naziris that a guy can't take upon himself. Maybe it's only to become a permanent Nazir, a Nazir Olam. We learned earlier in the Masechta that the person who accepts upon himself to be a Nazir Olam, so he's a Nazir forever without a specified time limit. So there's certain dinim that apply to him. He can be makil his hair. He can trim his hair once a year. Others say once a month. Others said once a week even. So he can trim his hair. He has to bring korbanos taglachas every time he does trim his hair, but this is a person who's a Nazir Olam. So maybe only a Yid can become a Nazir Olam, and a non-Yid, an Ovi Kochavim, can't become a Nazir Olam. Yochalo Yunazir. I might have said that they can't even be a Nazir at all. Talmud Lomar, Ish. That's why you need the word Ish. Maybe it's that a Nazir can, in fact, be an Ovi Kochavim, just not a Nazir Olam. So maybe that's the drasha. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, no, it does. Miksiv Nazir Olam. Why would you think that this is only talking about a Nazir Olam? Doesn't mention Nazir Olam at all. So that's incorrect. Mar tries again and says, Ema, maybe B'nei Yisrael, Madirin, B'nei and B'Nazir. Maybe only a Yid can go and make their son. We had a special din that said that a father is allowed to make his son a Nadir. We said the relatives or even the son himself could object. This was only the father to his son and not the mother to her son, and the relatives have the right to object in this situation. So maybe that is only a din by Bnei Yisrael. They know if the Kochavim Madirim Bneim Benazir, but a guy can't go and make his son a Nazir. Yochol lo yu Nazirim at all. I might have thought that they therefore can't be Nazirim at all. No, Talmud Lomer Ish comes to be Marbe. The Novi Kochavim can take upon himself the laws of Naziris. Shmuel says again, Hamar Yochanan. Rav Yochanan tells us that can't be the way to understand this because this din that Bnei Yisrael Madirin Bnei and Benazir is a halacha l'Moshe Sinai, and therefore that is a unique halacha, halachi Benazir, and therefore you can't have a pasuk go and make an exclusion based upon a halacha l'Moshe Sinai. That's not the way the drasha system works. You can't have a drasha system of a pasuk in regards to a halacha l'Moshe Sinai. Okay, Mor says, fine, let's try one more time. Ema, maybe we could say that Bnei Yisrael Megalchin al Nazirus Avien, maybe here that the children who were using their father's money. The father had taken himself funds to be a Nazir, but Nebuch, the father passed away. So we said the Bnei Yisrael, under certain situations, the son could be Megalchin al Nazirus Avin. They could take the funds that their father had set aside. If they became a Nazir afterwards, so we had brought down early in the Masechta, they could use their father's funds and pay for their Nazirus Korbanos. However, Bein Ovdi Kochavim, Megalchin al Nazirus Avin, but a guy can't do this, and we turn to Samach Beis Amud Aleph. You might have thought, Yochol, lo yu Nazir at all. So maybe, therefore, they can't be Nazir at all. Talmud Lomer Ish. The word Ish would say that maybe an Ovi Gachavim could, in fact, be taking upon himself Naziris. So therefore, maybe that's the right drasha. So again, Rav Yochanan tells us, Hayitma, we said, Am Rav Yochanan, halacha hi b'nazir, that this din is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. The entire din of the father being able to be madir his son, and son being able to use the korbanos that his father had designated to be a Nazir, as long as he took the Nazirus, the son took the Nazirus after the father's death, so then the son can use those monies that were set aside for his father's korbanos Nazir. So this is also a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, and you can't have a pasuk, the word Yish, coming to exclude a halacha l'Moshe Misinai din, and of saying that this doesn't apply, but something else does apply. That's not the way drasha system works. The drasha systems don't include any allusions to a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So therefore, the drasha of Ish cannot be applied to an Ovi Kochavim, and the bottom line is, as our Mishnah had said, Kusim, Ovi Kochavim, cannot take upon themselves any form of Naziris. This is a good breakpoint. With this, we conclude today's shiur.